Well, good morning. Yes, 9:07 a.m. on a winter wonderland morning. It's cold, 30. It's not terribly cold, but cold enough. It's below freezing. Nothing's melting yet this morning. I expect it will. 20. Almost 20 minutes for the first mile. Yeah, I'm not terribly surprised. The walking is, well, to call it treacherous would be, I think, generous. I also lost a couple of minutes trying to take the picture and then send it via Gmail to TwitPic and up to Flickr. I should have just waited until I got back, probably, but I wanted to get it out so that people would be able to remind me when I get home and forget to post the audio. So, yeah. So, yeah. Let me see. Where do we start? Snow. There's a lot of snow. It's not a lot of snow. It's just that it's been snowing steadily. I won't say nonstop, but it feels like nonstop for like 5 days. This is the first morning I've gotten up where I haven't had to shovel the driveway, clean the walk. And I probably should go out and put salt down because there's meltwater that's run across. That's what I'm running into now. So, an otherwise clear sidewalk, but yesterday afternoon there was some melt, and then last night it snowed again. But it was just a dusting. The problem is the dusting is settled on the ice, so it doesn't really show as ice until you step on it. And then a little skate of snow across the top makes it awkward. So I'm taking it easy. I'm not sure my hips or feet or legs would handle it. They're so sore from shoveling that I couldn't walk fast today, even if it was a clear sidewalk, I don't think. But I did get my exercise. That was kind of the important thing. I did get the stress issue taken care of, which was really why I walk. This podcast is just that little added incentive for me to get out, because I know there are listeners out there. All 6 or 8 of you, I think, at this point. Who listen on a regular basis. Actually, it's really rather a large number, considering that it's really just me wandering along and nattering out loud. I know a lot of people would be very happy to have my level of following on their podcast, but, and they work a lot harder at it than I do, so. So, Greedock. Oh, this is going to be such a cool story. I have to be careful not to talk about it. There's NDA level stuff where I'm not allowed to talk about some things that I needed to know about the future stories. And I won't talk about those. And so, there's only so much I can talk about this story without spoiling it. And I don't want to do that, so. Let me just say, this is going to be fun. This is fun. There's no going to be about it. It is fun. I'm having a good time with this story. I'd have a better time if I had it done, but it's coming. It's coming. It's like many things, can't be rushed. And talked to Scott, emailed Scott back and forth a couple times. Cleared some canon points with him. I'm still trying to get my head wrapped around the Quith social structure, and I think the problem is that I have to invent it. There's some of it in the starter. There's actually a breakdown of Quith biology, And I got a pretty substantial high-level history of the Quith in the story Bible from Scott, so... So, yeah, we're cool. And I like it because he's old. It's not really clear in the story. It's not really clear from the books how old Greedock really is. But in human years, he's my age. So that's kind of cool. I'm really looking forward to this one. I'm also looking forward to getting back in the booth. I've got two more things that I've got to record for share. The Tarzan story should go up pretty soon. They were looking for stuff to get into the schedule because they were running a bit short for the Protecting Project pulp. Yes, yes indeed. So, it's cold enough my nose is running. Late enough that, whoa! That's a little slipperier than I thought it was going to be. This is why I have taken the conservative approach on days that I walk, because I really can't afford to fall and break something. I can't afford the time, I can't afford the pain. Oh, what have I been reading? The Club Dumas. Alexandre Dumas. This is a... I'm not sure what it is. I can't tell if it's a mystery or litfic or what. It's very strange. I think I picked it up on BookBub as a freebie or 99 cent or something. And it's got a lot of typos in it. It looks like what happened was that it was originally typed, or maybe put into print somehow, and then optical scanned. Because quite frequently, RI will show up as an N, and RN will show up as an M, where they R and the N blend together to form an M. And this has some problems with capital letters. Not capital letters, with, yeah, well, that's the trouble with capital letters as well, but with L's and I's. And this part of the story takes place in Toledo, in Spain. But every once in a while, the L will be an I. And then periodically throughout the book, I've noticed places where the I and like is will be an L. So, yeah, I'm not sure quite what's going on with it, but it's not so bad that it's bopping me out of the story. Other than to say, yeah, happens to everybody. I did get a bunch of corrections. A guy named George. George, if you're listening, thank you, George. Sent a bunch of full share corrections. And I get these emails from the report an error page. And the book is listed as whole share. And I'm thinking, what the hell? Did they type it in? Is something make a mistake? So I went and looked at the page, and sure enough, it had been miscoded as whole share instead of full share. It should be fixed now. We got a bunch of stuff that's being fixed. The NathanLowell.com website is getting some attention. The links are being rebuilt and refixed, and the open library or library thing, whatever it is that Al used, is getting updated so it has the correct art. And apparently Ravenwood didn't have an entry in the report a bug, report an error. I have to look now and see if Siphurious Call has one. Yep, it's cold, but walking in the sun is beautiful. It's brilliant. The sky is blue today, really blue. There's a little bit of very thin cloudiness here and there, but after more than a week of almost steady overcast, or it feels like a week, I don't know if it has been or not, it feels glorious. Now, I'm one of these people, I just said last week, one of the last talks we had was that, oh, I really wasn't one of these people who craved sunlight, but that sure feels good, I'll tell you. I'm not too thrilled with the walking conditions, though. At least along this stretch, it's a little meltage. It's good. It also makes it a little tricky because I can't tell if it's water or ice until I step on it. At least it's not ice covered with snow. At least not anymore. Not that I've found. Oh yeah, this is going to be fun. The snow last night was, because it was very cold last night, the snow didn't land and freeze. It landed and got blown around. It's a little bit of wind, so there's these little powdery drifts that aren't very deep, and they're just, you know, half an inch deep at most. That they cover stuff. I like that one. So, yeah, Club Dumont. Wow, what a book. I got several others. I picked up some Bujold. I'm really toying with the idea. Somebody tipped me off that. Then I'm sorry, I forgot your name now. But maybe it was John Cole. Noted that the hardcover of Cryoburn has a CD with all of the ebook versions of all of her for Breakfast in it. I think Tara mentioned that that was a sore spot with her, so I don't know. I do know that the Bain Free Library was one of the places where I first started exploring ebooks. I actually bought a couple books from them, but the problem with them is that it's difficult to buy books from them. Because it's not like you can have an account. Well, I don't know, maybe you can. When I was doing this, I didn't have an account, but that was because I wasn't doing accounts with anyone, and now I have accounts with Barnes & Noble, and not that I use it. And another one with, what's their thingy? Amazon. Yeah, the 800-pound gorilla. Ah, yes, yes, yes. Lovely. Crunch, crunch. The roads are worse than the sidewalk. Glad I don't have to cross too many. The roads have been packed down by vehicle traffic and then covered with ice. This is not a day I want to be out driving around. I've driven enough in it in the last 3 days, 4 days. Yeah. Anti-lock brake systems don't quite know what to do with ice. Because they kick in, there's no question that they kick in, because as soon as you put on the brakes and start skidding, they start pumping, but that doesn't do any good, because you just keep sliding along. Doesn't matter if the wheels are rolling or not, you just keep sliding along. I guess it's, you know, it's the nature of the beast. There's not an awful lot that you can do on ice. Try to control the vector. Get sliding in the direction you want to go. Hope you find traction before you hit anything. It's a terrible way to drive. I just listened to myself say that and thought, what the hell are you thinking? But yeah, I suppose it is. Okay. Oh, north. North breeze. North wind blow. South wind blow. The Elmer Fudd reference. Used without permission of Warner Brothers. Don't sue me. Ah. Oh. I gotta say, it feels good to get out and get moving. The light is just so brilliant off the snow, though, it hurts. Part of it is because I've been indoors or under clouds or in the dark or something for the last few days. So the glare off the snow is doubly painful. Wish there was a little more snow and a little less crust there. There we go, sidewalk again. Whew. Mumble, mumble, mutter. It was funny because I was out shoveling the other day when it was like 5 inches of snow and I was cursing, grumbling. Stooped over the shovel. And all I could think of was the Greeley Tribune obit of 60-year-old Greeley man drops dead of a heart attack while shoveling snow. And I realized that it would be me, and that would not be a good thing. And it really wasn't all that funny, but what can I say? Okay, well, the second mile was 17 and a half minutes. That's a lot better. Because the tracking was a little better and I didn't have to stop a lot. So that's definitely factors in my favor. The walking on the backside, the first mile, was a bit treacherous because it's mostly in the shade. So there's not as much melt and the sidewalks aren't as clear. Stumble, stumble, slip, 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 stumble, stumble. Here we go, we made it. Across the street. I wonder if the city's gonna ding me because there's snow blowing across the sidewalk. There is ice here and I gotta get this fixed. Cause that's treacherous. But I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.